here at the league's annual meeting in Orlando. Good morning. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, where on Sunday I had a chance to sit down and visit with Broncos head coach John Fox. We talked about what an incredible 24th year he had to endure, of course, having that open heart surgery back on the bye week, returning from that. And we also touched on the offseason program. It's getting this much closer now that it's officially spring and April's just around the corner. But first, part one of this three-part series, talk to the coach about free agency. For the third straight year, the Broncos got aggressive, brought in impact players. I asked him this morning what that process was like, determining and identifying those players to help this team, considering it was a much shorter window as Broncos played into February.
Well, I think, you know, it's a fluid process. I mean, from the minute the season's over, and whenever that is, in our case this year, it was after, you know, the Super Bowl. Years, prior, you know, as minute that season's over, you're evaluating, and there's a pool of players in free agency. So, you know, everybody works hard. We've got our pro department, all our personnel guys, all the coaches, you know, they have a list. Really, it starts with your own team. So we evaluate our team, whose priorities, and then we dive into the free agency market, and that's fluid all the way up till training camp. I mean, last year we didn't sign Sean Phillips till, I don't know, it was like right after the draft. It's a fluid process that'll continue.
You go out and you get impact players early. Aqib Talib, T.J. Ward, DeMarcus Ware. How exciting is it for you when you've been coaching against guys like this forever, and now they're on your team?
You know, it's kind of the way of the world in the NFL now. I mean, you change. When you stand in front of that team in your last team meeting before, you know, you send them into the offseason, you know that, you know, there's going to be 10 or 12 guys that are not going to be there anymore.
Right.
And so there's turnover every year. It's not a threat. It's not a thing. It's just the way of the NFL now. And so, you know, you go out and you sign new guys. And, you know, but you still have to pull them together as a team. And we'll begin that process when the offseason conditioning begins.
With Talib, you coached against him plenty here as Broncos head coach. Where, when you were back in the NFC,
right,
how are these guys going to help this team once you guys get to 2014?
Well, I think, you know, just time will tell. You know, I think there's no question that we thought very highly of them, and we went out and got them. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, how we're going to play as a team and how we come together as a team. And so, you know, those are, you know, something you do every year is to mold those guys into a team.
Not to take anything away from the guys you have on this roster, the injuries from last season, you've never used that as an excuse, but did your defense get a little bit nastier when the free agency period started with bringing those guys in and with T.J. Ward?
Well, I think that's the thought, you know, I said, but it's kind of like in recruiting in college. Everybody talks about this recruiting class, and it takes time to develop, and you know, we're doing that now with the guys we signed.
Plenty more for my sit-down with Coach Fox Monday and Tuesday as the league meetings continue here in Orlando. We'll also catch up with John Elway and then, of course, hear again from Coach during the AFC Coaches Breakfast again on Tuesday morning. From the league meetings in Orlando, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.